This is URN.
A prolific industrial shoplifter who made more than £500,000 from tricking stores, including John Lewis in Nottingham, into refunds for items that she never bought. Her name is Miranda Kaur, and she is a 53-year-old woman from Wiltshire, and she has been convicted on 26 counts of indictment, including fraud, possessing and transferring criminal property, and perverting the course of justice following a trial that lasted four months at Gloucester Crown Court.
What a girl boss.
I mean, you have to kind of admire that.
I mean, it's a lot. You know, it does say that this was her full-time job and she just used to travel around the country doing this. That is why I'm going to read out a list of some of the places that she went. So she went to the Monsoon stores in Telford, Shrewsbury. For anybody that knows me, I am from Shrewsbury. So I had a bit of a reaction when I read this article.
They're all very personal stories.
Personal stories. Is this just not an insight into my praying?
Close to home for you today.
Also, Milton Keynes. I have some cousins in Milton Keynes, so I also know that very well. Maidenhead, I'm thinking Theresa May's constituency, I believe. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing I think of. Cardiff, it's a place.
No relation, nothing about Cardiff.
My grandpa's about 30 minutes. He grew up 30 minutes from Cardiff. I'm vaguely aware. Right, Watford, nah, nothing to do with me. Trowbridge, yeah. No. Reading, Izzy's boyfriend is from Reading and my dad worked there for a few years. Bridgend, nah. I can't pronounce the next one. I don't know why.
Try.
No.
No. Try. No. What does it look like? Show it to me. I can do it.
It's like Yeovil.
Yeah, that's Yeovil. Correct.
Oh my god, done. I'm so proud of myself.
In right. Yeovil.
Yeovil. Yeah.
I've just gone down and she also a woman also defrauded HomeSense stores in Bristol, Stafford, wow. Chichester, Taunton, Winchester, Salisbury, Shrewsbury. Again, another mention for Shrewsbury. Well done.
We need the Bristol mention though for Rachel.
I know, it's a bit too close to home when you say Bristol.
But also, I wasn't aware there was a HomeSense store in my town. I don't know if I just haven't been around enough, but I find that crazy though that you. I don't know. It's about the. I guess the attitude to criminals in society where it's like they could be walking around the streets, they could, because she was doing this for about 5 years, it's like we don't know how much longer than that, but I think like the idea that she could have been behind you in the queue, and you know there's so many like women perhaps of a certain age, some you might call Karens, who roll up to the desk and say I need all my items refunded because there was like a hair on them or something. So I assume that was the way she sort of conducted herself in order to get refunds for items that she never bought. What do you think was the approach she took based on your observations of how people interact in clothing stores, Rachel?
I'm assuming she was just kind of very abrasive with it, which to be fair like is not something that I think. Yeah, I'm assuming she's very abrasive, being one of those people where it's like, oh, I need to speak to the manager, oh, I need to do this, and like what you're
no.
Moz is shaking her head.
No, I don't think that would be the way to go, though, because if you're abrasive with people, they're going to care.
You maybe have to slip under the radar, maybe a bit more.
I think you should probably be completely reasonable and be like, are you sure?
Are you sure
there's nothing you can do?
Moz, have you stolen something from a shop before?
Yeah.
You seem really knowledgeable.
Is this a declaration by anyone?
I have not. I have a lot of friends that have, though. You know that whole thing. You know that whole
connections.
Yeah, I do. A criminal network. But you know that whole phrase, if it's a chain, then it's free reign, which we don't endorse here on your end. I personally have never stolen anything.
Yeah, me neither.
Right, round the room. Izzy says that she'd never stolen anything, although she's obviously involved within the community. Rachel.
Outreach. That's my whole thing.
Rachel, have you ever stolen anything?
Pardon? Ooh. Have I stolen? I don't think I have. I don't know. I might have just blanked out and had a whole criminal past that I'm just not aware of.
I'm getting my car has declined before and I've not realised.
Yeah, but that's because of your Monzo account and your weekly budgeting. That's not to do with the fact you're a criminal.
That was true. I will not confirm or deny whether it was on campus that this happened and whether it was last week.
Right, Hannah, are you a criminal?
I'm not a criminal, no, I haven't.
Shocking. I look at you, Hannah, and I think, yes, criminal, lock her away.
That's just the vibe I give off, yeah. It's, no, I haven't stolen anything, as far as I'm aware.
I'm not going to disclose that information about myself personally. I'll leave it up.
And yet you ask everyone else.
Is that not me in general, is he? Anyway.
Disgusting behaviour. That's not my pulse host.
But so obviously I find this a very interesting story, and I wanted to ask about everyone's personal experiences in shopping in Nottingham. Has anyone here been in the John Lewis? Actually, no, Hannah. To me, out of everyone here, you seem the most likely to have been in the John Lewis in Nottingham. Have you?
I haven't, actually. I've been in the one in York, but I've not been in the one in Nottingham. I hate shopping, so I'm probably not the best person to go to on this. But
oh
I do,
my God.
I do think I'm sorry. Yes, except for book shopping, but that's not this what we're talking about. So I digress slightly. No, I think, yeah, it's incredible that she has managed to slip under the radar for this long. You know how she's managed to do this with so many stores and they haven't picked up on it. So, you know, on some weird level, you have to have some kind of respect for her because she's done this really well. You know, most people would have been caught long before this. And yeah, it opens the question, why have the stores not picked up on it, really?
On campus.
And online.
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 This
is
URN.